Hi, you guys. Good morning. What is happening? Okay, my hair is fine. Everything is fine. I'm just going to wait 2 seconds because we know that this lags like ridiculously. Good morning. So I've completely adopted the y'all because I just like it. It's faster than everything else that I say. So how y'all doing? Okay. Hi guys. Good morning. Okay. So. Oh God. What's happening with this bro? So you guys, today is a very big day in my life and I woke up this morning and it just like the air was just different. And I always get so emotional on this day because this was a very big day. And I want to share with you guys my journey and what this day means for me, what my life looked like before and what my life has looked like after, and where I continue to see my life go. So, you know, a lot of you guys might not actually know this, but growing up, things were really, really hard for me and my family. And by me and my family, it was just me and my mom. I haven't seen my dad since I was 7 by choice because he is a monster. And it was just me and her. And she had me when she was 18 years old. And we've always struggled, you guys. She's worked 3 jobs, like probably didn't make the smartest, you know, decisions with money because she was young and dumb. And that's just what you do when you don't know, right? Growing up, money wasn't tight. There just wasn't money. Like, we didn't have food in our fridge. I didn't have new clothes. If my grandparents weren't buying, you know, me clothes and like us food and stuff like that, we didn't have it, you know? And not just that, but I never saw my mom. I would get on the bus at my grandparents' house, get off the bus at my grandparents' house. I basically lived with them because my mom was working, you know, her 9 to 5 at the office. She'd get off work and go straight to either cleaning houses or a part-time job someplace else, just so that way we could survive, because that's just how things are. And I was very much aware of all of this. I was very much aware of, you know, that there was no food in our fridge, and the difference between the clothes that I was wearing and my friends, and the things that my friends got to do and the things that I didn't get to do. And when there were sports and field trips, there were field trips that I couldn't go on because we didn't have the money. So I just stayed home. I didn't go. And it sucked. And I always felt like this outcast, and I always felt like there was just always this like special treatment, you know, happening, where when I did POMS, that I had to have my warm-up uniform and my uniform donated to me because we couldn't afford to buy it. And I was so sick and tired of like always having to be this exception. Like, it was just so annoying to always have to be this exception, to not be able to do things, to always have to have things like given to us. I just felt like out of control of my life. And I knew this. So when I was a kid, I mean, my mom, you could ask my mom, she probably said when I was like 12 years old, I made it very, very apparent that like, I didn't want to rely on anybody. I wanted to just be independent. I wanted to just do my own thing, beat to my own drum, because I was sick of having to rely on other people and rely on other things and rely on systems. Because when you do that, when you have to rely on other people, you're not in control, right? When you're on government assistance, they're in control of where you can go and how much you can do and what you can have, right? You're not in control. And I was sick and tired of that like out of control feeling. So I graduated from high school, started working full time at the job that I worked at when I was in high school, and I moved out. I met Will at a party. And like 2 weeks later, we had an apartment together. I just knew. I knew I was going to marry him. And I said that from like day one. Okay. Literally, like I said, I was going to marry him. And I always wanted to be a hairstylist. That was something that I just loved to do. I was cutting people's hair in high school, doing my hair always. And it was just something that I was passionate about. I wanted to help people. I wanted to make them feel good about themselves. And so I went to cosmetology school. I worked two jobs while I was going to school. And as soon as I graduated, I had a job the next day. Like, I was going to do the things. I wanted to own my time. I was excited to make commission. I was excited to have tips. I was excited to basically make my own schedule because I was not afraid to work. For people who want to be independent, you're not afraid to work. I wasn't asking for things to be handed to me. I wanted to work. I wanted to earn it, and I wanted to hand it to myself. I wanted to be in control, okay? And so went to school, and 6 months later, I became a salon manager. And I'm like telling you, like, I busted my ass and I did my best. And I went as fast as I could, did the best work that I could so I could keep having clients come to me. I felt like I was on top of the world. Like, for the first time, I would get paid. I could pay all of my bills in payments, and I would have maybe an extra $20 to $40 left over, okay, after my payday. And that was like me balling. I did not use that $40 to pay off debt. I did not use that $40 to save. I spent it. I would go every single week on Wednesday with my grandma. We would go to the Olive Garden and have the endless soup and salad for like $8. And we would go to TJ Maxx, and we would just see what random shit they had on clearance. And I would buy a couple things. And I felt like I was just like living the life, because for the first time, like I said, I could, you know, pay for my stuff, and I had enough money for soup and salad. Like, that was just living the life to me. I thought that if you know what I'm talking about, I want you to drop a one in the comments. If you know what it's like to not live paycheck to paycheck, paycheck to paycheck would be the dream, okay? But living under that, to where like you're paying all of your bills and there's always a gap, right? That's the life I grew up with. If you know what I'm talking about, drop a number one. So drop a number two if you understand what I mean by I was excited just to be able to pay my bills and live paycheck to paycheck. Okay, because that was like not even like a real thing for us. When I was growing up, I was coming home when my mom wasn't home working one of her jobs, and I'd be opening up the mailbox and there would be a red slip, and I knew what that red slip meant. That something was about to get shut off. And that means that when my mom got home at like 9, 10 o'clock, she was gonna be on the phone bawling her eyes out, begging them not to shut our electric off, not to shut the water off. That was a normal thing for us, okay? So I'm a salon manager living the life, and Will does what Will did, and he popped the question, you guys, and this man wanted to marry me. I didn't know why, and independent Jade was just like, all right, we've been together, living together, sharing bank accounts, doing basically living the married life for like 3 years at that point, and I was like, yeah, let's do this. So we got married, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I was going to own a salon. I was going to keep working my ass off. I was doing clients in the salon. I was doing clients at home. I was just doing it. I had goals. We got married, and I still had goals. And then my life changed. I got pregnant right after we got married. I like never, ever, ever did I ever think about me being a mom. When you were trying to be independent and just like own your life and not have other people control your life, why would I want to be a mom? You know what I mean? When I'm just trying to like do the things. From that moment on, my whole life was this like out of control downward spiral. It felt like getting pregnant was like one of the worst things that could happen, because my husband lost his job and I started having complications in my pregnancy. And I was at the stinking doctor every 2 weeks having Levi measured, making sure that he was growing the way that he was supposed to. And it was very scary, and it was stressful because we thought we were going to lose our baby. And then we lost his job, and we lost our insurance, and we lost the home that we were living in. And it was hard, and it was scary. And I kept wondering, why is this happening to me? Like, I never wanted to be a mom. I didn't even think I would find someone who like wanted to be with me, like in general, be a mom. Why is this happening to me? So before Levi was even born in August, we actually had to move twice just to be able to afford where we were living. Got on government assistance, and I started going into Jade growing up mode. I was making laundry soap and doing my laundry out of our bathtub, and I was selling stuff while Will was at work. And it just, it sucked, but it was so familiar because that's literally how I lived my life for so long that I wasn't even upset by it. I felt like empowered. I was like, shit, I know how to do this. Like, we will, don't worry. We just cancel all of our extra stuff, the cable, the cell phone data, like all this stuff. We just cancel everything. And we just like, you know, just live by like the least of like what we can and we'll be fine. And he was just like perplexed because he'd never lived like that. And I was like, dude, I got this. It's like, you know, Aldi food and ramen noodles and you just don't eat sometimes. No biggie, right? And when I had Levi, it just changed my soul. Like you drop three if you know what I'm talking about. You have a baby and they put the baby on your chest and they start wiping it off. And it was like in this moment, I realized that this like teeny tiny helpless human being was mine and was my responsibility. And in that like within two seconds, that plop, everything that I wanted to do no longer mattered. Like I did not no longer matter. Jade's like lifelong pursuit of like independence and like freedom, whatever the hell else I was trying to do, none of that mattered anymore. All that mattered was this tiny human being who depended on me. Now the roles were reversed and it just changed everything for me, especially because I never thought like I could be a mom. So things were really hard when we had him. It was really sad because I spent every single day of my maternity leave basically like bawling my eyes out and trying to figure out what I could do. And everybody said to me, just quit your job, Jade, it's fine. Like quit your job, be a stay-at-home mom. I was like, how are we supposed to afford that? That's not even like a thing that we're going to be able to afford like at all. It was bad. And I had up to 2 months of maternity leave. We had $1,000 in our savings from when I got into a car accident when I was like 18. So I had this small little savings from when I was 18. Okay. Will had lost his job, right? Like I said, he lost his job and he was working side jobs, delivering pizza and working for this guy who, when Will would go to cash the paychecks would bounce. Talk about shitty. So Will would like work these construction jobs where he should have been making like good-ish money. Okay. And he would go, and I will never forget the day he called me and he was just bawling. Like he was just so broken and just didn't know what to do. And he's like, I'm in the parking lot of the bank and they charged us $30 because I went to cash this check and it bounced and that company has no money in its account. And I don't know what to do. Cause he said, I'm doing all that I'm doing. It was just like, oh my God, like I just, what was I supposed to do? Things did not get better. They got worse. And that was August. We had Levi by December. It was actually like December 22nd, I think it was. We ended up moving again and we moved into this tiny little like apartment in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the cornfields, because it was like the cheapest rent like ever. It was actually a lifesaver because these people did not want a security deposit. They did not want like first and last month's rent. They just wanted us to move in and start paying rent. And the week of Christmas, Levi's first Christmas, he had nothing. We had nothing. We didn't have a Christmas tree. We didn't have decorations. He didn't have presents. He didn't have gifts. And I'll tell you one thing. I thought my mom like fucked up a lot of stuff, but I will tell you what, that woman always gave me presents come hell or high water. Like that woman had gifts on layaway for 9 months if she had to, even if it was like $80, she made payments or borrowed money or whatever. Okay. She made it happen and I couldn't even do that. So joke's on me, right? Here I am like Miss Independent thinking that I'm going to like own my life and own my time. And I can't even do what the woman who like, I thought she was doing stuff wrong. I couldn't even do what she did. I spent a year fighting with my husband about money, you know, selling stuff while he was at work, trying to sneak around, like do clients out of the house, because every time he would come home, it was like this terrible reminder of like all the shit that like he wasn't enough. Right. And it just sucked. And finally we had Levi's first birthday and Will and I spent the whole damn day like fighting about the fact that like he wanted to go get beer and pop and put it on a credit card just so that way, you know, we didn't look stupid when we had family over. My grandma made a roast because we couldn't afford to feed people. I made a funfetti cake. Like his birthday, like, it was, we were just fighting, and I remember putting Levi to bed, and I was looking at this tiny little boy, and I did that creepy mom thing where I held up his outfit. It was just, he was in preemie clothes, because he was so tiny, because of the complications, and I, like, put the tiny outfit on my chest, and I was staring at him like a creep, and I bawled my eyes out, and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I spent my whole life doing this. I spent my whole life penny pinching, and having people have to hand me shit, and, like, being out of control of my life, and here I am. I worked so hard to not be in this position, and yet here I am. I'm in this exact same place. I'm in the exact same position that I was growing up, the position that I swore up and down I was not going to be in. I swore up and down that I was not going to have to rely on my grandma, you know, sneaking $20 to me so I could have some gas money. I swore up and down I was not going to be in this place, and yet here I am living in this exact same place, and it's not anybody's fault. God did not hit me with the, like, you suck stick when I was born. This shit was in my hands. Now I had a kid who was 1 year old who, if I did not do something different, he was going to grow up the same way I did. He was going to grow up with his mom and dad fighting, probably getting divorced because we were fighting about money. He was going to grow up having to, you know, hopefully his friends would be feeding him at school, or my grandma would have to probably send him, you know, a check in the mail for lunch, just like mine did. He wouldn't be able to do sports. He wouldn't be able to do things. He probably sure as hell wouldn't be able to afford college. If I did not do something about what was happening, he was going to grow up the same way I did, and it was not going to happen. It's those moments in your life when you just decide, it's just a decision, when you just decide that you're not going to do this anymore, and that you're just done, and that you're sick and tired, like, you're not, it's not the cliche, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you are literally over it, like, you're done, it's, you're just done. And it was in that moment I became willing to do whatever it took. That is why I searched for something that I could do from home, because it broke my fucking heart every day to go to a job that I didn't want to do hair anymore. Like, it had been my lifelong dream, and I could have cared less about it. People thought I was stupid. Like, I just spent all this money that I didn't have to go to school, and I had all these student loans and stuff like that that I had to pay for, and I didn't give two shits if I used it or not. I didn't give two shits. I didn't care. I didn't care. My dreams didn't matter. I wanted to be home with my son. I wanted to be able to be his mom. I wanted to have my cake, and I wanted to eat it too. I wanted to be able to pay my bills and be a fucking mom. Why is that so hard to ask? Why is that so hard? Why is that something that we can't have? Do you know what I'm saying? Why? Why? Not in my life. Not enough for me, okay? Not for me. I was going to have my cake and eat it too. So I searched, you guys. I searched for shit I could do from home. I found survey crap. I found this legit pyramid scheme. Like, sign up and then, like, go send this link out and, like, have other people sign up and, like, you'll get my... It was just, like, total crap. And you guys, this girl, this random girl in a mom group, I was in this thread. It was the middle of the night, and it was like 325 women bitching and complaining about their lives. And me, like the peanut gallery, hopped in and was like, yeah, life's hard. Life sucks. I'm trying to figure out how I can, like, do things too. And people were sharing all the ways that they were saving money. And all of a sudden, this girl named Kristen messaged me. And she said, hey girl, I saw your comment on this post about, you know, how you're struggling and stuff like that. I'd love to tell you about what I do. And this girl proceeded to tell me a whole bunch of random stuff about this business called It Works and what she was doing and how she was doing it. And actually how she explained it was, like, not at all what we do or how we do it. But there was just something that, like, it was just all of a sudden, I will never forget it. And she told me what she did. And I was like, hell yeah, man, I can sell some, like, wraps. I don't know. Sure. And I don't know what it was, but she told me, she put me in this group message with this girl, the team that she was on, and that girl was telling me how she was gonna promoting to a rank where she was making a full-time income, and that girl's upline was making $10,000 a month. And I was like, this is, like, the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard in my whole entire life, but I swear to Jesus, if this woman can tell me she can make 10 grand a month, like, okay, I'm not even making 10 grand a year, but okay, then I can make 200 bucks. Like, after gas and food and clothes and childcare and all the other shit that it cost me to go to work on a good month, I had $100 left over. $150 maybe. What? Was $150 worth missing out on my son's life? No, I would rather just not go to work and figure out a way to have $150. You know what I'm saying? And you should have seen my face when I was trying to, like, do my PowerPoint presentation and share the logistics with Will, so that way he would be, like, on board and, like, convinced that this should be the thing that I should do. Okay? I called T-Mobile and I said, hey, T-Mobile, I know it's me, it's Jade again. Hey, it's your girl Jade. Just calling in to let you know my bill's going to be late like normal. Okay? Thanks. Because just so you know, you can call your companies and they'll change your due date of your bill as long as you pay it that month. And I used that money and I got started. And it was 6 years ago today. 6 years ago today. That I got started. And holy shit, 6 years is a long time. I remember when I would see people telling their story about how they were doing this for like 2, 3, 4 years. And I was like, people do this for like longer than 3 months? This is like really crazy. But 6 years ago today, I said yes. Okay. I enrolled, I pressed submit, and I paced up and down my hallway saying, what the hell did I just do? I'm like, this is so stupid. I was embarrassed to tell my family because I knew what they were going to say. I was scared to tell Will because I knew what he was going to say. And he said what I thought he was going to say. He told me that I was an idiot and he didn't know why I thought I was actually going to be good at this. My grandma told me, oh yeah, we did one of those things. You're on, you know, something about the top of the pyramid. And then when everything falls apart and whatever her experience was, my mom said, well, I mean, that's like good. You know, it's probably not going to work out, but I mean, if that's what you want to do, okay. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know what the hell I was selling. All I knew is that I had a tiny little baby boy, 1 year old, who was just the cutest fucking thing in the whole world. And I had these people who would like done this amazing shit. I had this magazine that came in this box of products again that I didn't even know how to use them. And I read these stories of these people who like just looked really normal, who were doing crazy things. And I just thought, I think I can do this. My first week, what is it? It's the 20th. So like first 11 days, I got a $50 paycheck and I made $200. And Will was so mean to me about it. Cause he, you know, I don't know. He was just being a man, doing caveman shit. Right. But I kept going. And the next month I doubled that. And I kept going. And the next month I doubled that. And I kept going. And by Christmas, the same month that just the year before we had to move because we couldn't afford where we were living and we didn't even have any presents, Will came home from work. He got a good job working for the railroad and he came home from work and there was a Christmas tree up and there were presents underneath it and I was doing dishes and I was feeling just so good. And he came in and he went in the living room and he said, what the hell's going on? I said, what do you mean? And he said, where did you get the money for these gifts? We have to pay rent. What is wrong with you? And he kept going on and on and on about how irresponsible with money I am and all this stuff, okay? Because forever since we've lived here, he's gone over to our landlord's house and he's paid rent. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? And he goes, we have to pay rent. How are we supposed to pay rent? How much did all this cost? And I said, I've already paid the rent. He goes, what do you mean you already paid the rent? With what? We haven't gotten paid yet. And I said, I paid the rent with my money. I already paid it. And he goes, okay, well then how the hell did you pay for these gifts then? Are we not going to be able to eat? Are we not going to be able to pay for like our water and like our freaking utilities? And I said, I paid for them too. And he just like stopped and like looked at me. Kind of, you know how like the dogs do the like, huh, that look? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, I paid for them. And there's also extra money in our bank account too. And he just looked at me and he's like, what? And he went and looked at our bank account and there was like $300 or $400 extra dollars. Not only did I pay our rent, not only did I pay for Christmas, but there was extra money. Not just extra money. I'm not talking $5 or $20. I'm talking like hundreds of dollars extra. Who has extra money sitting in our account? And I was doing dishes and he came up behind me and he put his arms around me and he said, thank you. So many of you crybaby, pee-pee ass pants are feeling sorry for yourselves because your fucking spouses don't approve of you or they're saying whatever. I'm going to tell you something. Man up, people. Man up, ladies. Because eventually your husband will say thank you. Your husband needs you to pull your big girl panties up and keep going. That's what they need. He needed me to keep going. He felt like a piece of shit. You want to know why he was coming home, giving me shit every day? Because he was at work busting his ass. And when he would come home and I would be working from my phone, it was this reminder that he wasn't enough. It had nothing to do with the business. It had everything to do with that he felt like he wasn't enough. His wife shouldn't have to be home doing some crazy thing. He should have been enough being able to freaking just make enough money doing what he was doing. And he would come home and it was a reminder that he wasn't enough. Man up, okay? Be strong for your spouse. They don't want to give you shit. But when you feel like a piece of shit, all you can do is make everybody else around you feel like a piece of shit because you don't know what else to do. In 5 months, I replaced my full-time income. From home, I was making over $2,000 a month from my phone, from my living room, with my sweet child by my side. No gas, no childcare, no clothes, no lunches. I made enough money to where we paid off $30,000 in debt. I said, shit, I don't know if this stuff's going to last forever. And I don't know what's happening right now because we're making like ridiculous. I'm making more money in 1 month than I did ever a month doing hair. I don't know what's happening. But all I know is that if this shit goes away and something happens and this falls apart, I want to know that I'm making tomorrow easier. So I paid off debt. I paid off debt. Some of you guys are getting paid and you're acting like a kid in a candy store. You just got your first $100 and you're going off blowing it on getting your damn nails done. Have some discipline and pay off your damn debt. Have your business pay for itself. My business was paying for itself and it was making tomorrow easier. Within 6 months, we had earned $50,000 in bonuses and I was making five figures every single month. Within 8 months, we bought our first home. I paid cash for my down payment and I put a roof over my son's head and he had a beautiful home. A beautiful home. We were paying our bills in full. We were not living by credit cards. I could buy groceries the same month that I bought my house. Now I stayed in that place for 6 months. I thought I'm making more money than I did in a year in 1 month. And I was buying groceries and doing all these things. And every morning I would wake up feeling so guilty that I was doing these things because I did not feel like I deserved it. Why would Jade from Illinois, who am I to be this person? Who am I? And people would tell me, yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice that you're doing those things, but you know it's not going to last. And I let those words, they weren't supportive. They weren't supportive. They were trying to, I don't know what the hell they were trying to do, but they sucked. And they should have just kept their damn mouth shut. And it was one day I saw a girl posting about how she retired her husband and brought him home. And it was the very next day my husband hopped in his truck that we were able to pay for because of this business. He was able to have a truck that when he opened the door didn't fall off. He had a truck that when he got in it and turned the key, it started. I wanted that for Will. He got in his truck and he went to go to work and he pulled out and went down the road. And my little boy ran to the end of our driveway screaming, Daddy, come home. And again, my heart broke. And I decided that even though I had so much and I was so grateful for what I had, that it was time for me to have more. And that was the day that I decided I was going to retire Will's ass from working and bring him home. I don't know if I said her. I heard a train, and I have to pee really bad. In a year and a half, I retired a year and a half from this day 6 years ago. I retired well. I made more money every single month. In fact, I have since then than we did together in a year. I can go on and on about these like ridiculous accolades, being in the Millionaires Club, buying 3 houses, taking month-long Disney vacations, paying off thousands of dollars in debt, buying 3 campers, doing all this crazy shit. But do you want to know what sets my soul on fire? Was when I realized that every single time I had a selfish moment and I made a dream board and I started dreaming of like crazy shit that I was gonna do. And I would talk about it. I had enough balls to talk about it because there were still people who were making me feel like I didn't deserve the things that I had. That I went for it anyways. And because I went for it, there was someone else on my team who went for it. And because I decided that I wanted to be able to pay my bills, there was somebody in the world that thought, because I thought I could do it, they said, well, shit, if she can do it, I can do it too. 6 years later, there have been 100,000 women who have said yes because I did. Out of 100,000 of them, probably 25% of them did not quit. 25% of them. There's going to be some douchebag that's going to hop on in here, start talking about the success rates and all this bullshit and how this is some pyramid scheme and you need to educate yourself, because what I do right now is nothing different than what I did at the salon. Being in the salon, making commissions, selling fucking products, having more stylists come in so the salon can make more money and helping these women be successful by teaching them how to be a good hairstylist and have their own clients and sell their own products. It's the exact same thing. But you want to know about success rates? You want to know why out of 100,000 people, only 25% of them kept going? Because every single person who says yes to something like this is going to face adversity. You cannot avoid your spouse being a douchebag. You can't avoid people who say they know you telling you you can't do it. You can't avoid being afraid. You can't avoid the fear of what people are going to say. But what you do is you know why you are doing this. I would take a bullet for my kids. So if I would take a bullet for my kids, I do not care then. When I compare taking my life and giving my life for my kids, the fear of reaching out to someone becomes nothing. It becomes dust. People do not get lucky. I did not get lucky. I kept going. And when it was hard, I got tougher. And I kept going. I stayed up late. I got up early. I did things that people were too afraid to do. I did things that did not make sense. And because of those things, I've sat on my CEO's island, sharing chairs and drinks and food and dreams and building a fire and doing shit that I had to do when I was just trying to keep my son warm. 6 years ago, and here I am. And there are still tough days. There are still days. I moved to Tennessee in a home that, like, I can't even believe that I can afford it. I would have had to work 800 years to be able to afford the home that I live in now. And there are still days, every single day, that I'm like, I don't think I should be doing this. How is this okay? How is this fair? I should not be living this life. But I have this beautiful home on this beautiful land with this beautiful scenery with my now 3 kids. And I've been through life. I've been through miscarriages. I've been through marriage problems. I've had people die in my life. I've had people get cancer in my life. I've been through the shit just like you, but I kept going. Life goes on. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and do something with it. Pit stops are going to happen. They're unavoidable. But what matters is that you keep going and not just keep going, okay? You can't just say like, I'm doing things to do them. Put some fucking oomph into it. Put some oomph into it. Get some grit. You're not going to make money, you guys, just by showing up. You got to do something with it. Okay? I want you guys to look at me and the stuff that I've done and be inspired by it. But what I want you to know is that I have not stopped and I am not stopping. I will never stop. Okay? I have a whole team of women who are looking at what I've done and they say, because of Jade, I can do that too. But not just that. When they get to this point, I need them to know, and because of Jade, there's more. There's more stuff to do. There are more people to help. And I will not stop until I find every single Jade of the world who has been afraid and brokenhearted and felt like the biggest piece of shit mom and showed them that there's more for life. And it's literally in their hands whether or not they say yes. So cheers to 6 years and cheers to 6 more years. And I don't know what the next 6 years of my life are going to look like. And if you would have told me 6 years ago today, so it's 9 o'clock. I have in my memories on Facebook, it shows me that at noon 30, I was watching Twilight. And if you would have told me 6 years ago today, and if you would have sat me down and said, Jade, you're going to do big things, I probably would have been like, bitch, I know. I knew. I knew. I signed up, you guys, and Will and I were on our way to Menards, which is like Home Depot, but in Illinois, okay? And we were driving to Home Depot with Levi in the back, and Will was going to pick up lumber to build some lawn for furniture for extra money. And I had my magazine that came in my kit. It wasn't today. It was like after I got my kit, so like a week. And I was flipping through this magazine and I was like, so-and-so did this and this girl did that and this girl did that. And I looked at him and I said, I'm going to retire you. And he's just like, oh my God, here she goes on her, like, she's dreaming big. Like, here we go. And I was like, I'm going to be number one someday. I'm going to buy us a house. I'm going to do all this. I'm going to conquer the world. And he's like, okay. I want to tell you guys something. It's been 6 years, and no, I have not been number one, but my ass has been number three. Holla! Who does that shit? Who does that? You want to know how I became number three? By working on getting my first customer, by working on getting my shopping spree, by taking the one step in front of the other, and here I am, and I'm not done yet. So I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's not about me. It's about my team. And when we keep dreaming, we keep supporting, we will be number one someday. And I will remember this day. And maybe it's 6 more years from now. Maybe it'll be 12 years in and I'll look back and I'll remember the day I got started and the day that I replaced my full-time income and the day we bought our first home and our second home and our third home and the day I bought a safe vehicle for our family and the day that I was able to put my son in private school so he had good schooling in Illinois and the day that we bought our season passes to Disney and we started staying at Disney for a month and living our best life. And I will remember those days and I will look back and I will say, and now we're number one. And I don't know how I do it, how I did it. I just know that it happened, and it'll be great. So there's someone out here that needed to hear this. I don't know. Crazy. It's a big day. Big shit's going on. So I gotta go. I gotta pee so bad. Hopefully I find my way home. Oh yeah, how'd the story end? Well, today, folks, I live in Tennessee, where every day I wake up and I go look at my life and I feel very humbled. It's so much bigger than me. And I have so much more to accomplish. I'm going to go ambassador again. I'm an ambassador. I'm the top rank of the company. I'm at the top of the company. It's fine. I can say it. I'm going to do it again.
with another team of, like, these women who are just, like, they set my soul on fire. They're amazing. Ah! Yep. Here we go, guys. I love you so much, and I'm thankful that we've been able to share these 6 years together. And if you've been someone that's been a part of this journey and has become a customer or has joined this team, I love you so much and I'm thankful for you. And if you've been someone that's been a douchebag from my hometown who made fun of me, I want to thank you because I blocked all of your asses and you can't see this anyways, but I know you know what I've done. And for every single person who's tried to remind me of how stupid I am to think that I can do these big things and who's made me feel like I was selfish for wanting more for my family, I want to thank you because you really fucked with my head for like 3 years, but then I got over it and now I'm like stronger than I've ever been in my whole entire life. And I'm so refocused and so refueled and my soul is just so lit on fire. And the last 6 years has been amazing. It's broken me. It's rebirthed me. It's done so many things and I am just so thankful. I'm just so thankful. So I'm gonna get going. I gotta pee so bad. I love you guys so much. Bye.